a young woman, barely 19, was found in the field of her village in India by her mother, battered, bleeding, her tongue almost severed. On her deathbed, she named 4 men as having gang-raped her. The young woman is Dalit, the ones at the bottom of India's caste system, once called the untouchables. The men were upper caste. The story has India on the boil, as the media portal Quint reports. Political parties have gotten involved. There are angry protests by the alleged rapists community, saying the men have been framed. A police officer went on record saying no semen was found in the woman, and so it was not rape. And a mother weeps for a daughter who didn't even find dignity in her hasty cremation. When I first moved to America, people would ask me about caste and caste violence, and I would cringe. I would try and say, it was something of India's past that now in the city, no one knows the caste of the person cooking your food or sitting next to you on the bus. And then a story like this pops up again and again to remind us that casteism is alive and kicking. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But we still like to think that caste is something that's part of the rural badlands, something that Indians leave behind when they come to meritocratic America. A lawsuit in California says no. The state of California filed a lawsuit this summer alleging caste discrimination at Silicon Valley tech giant Cisco. An Indian engineer who is Dalit says once his Indian co-workers figured out his caste, he faced harassment and discrimination. Tenmoyee Sundararajan is the executive director of Equality Labs, a South Asian progressive power-building organization.
And the John Doe, who's at the center of this case, basically argued that he was in a hostile workplace because of two, Brahmin and dominant caste supervisors. And they both tried to, you know, aggressively find his identity, and he faced emotions and other points of harassment.
Sundararajan says this isn't one rotten apple case. Equality Labs surveyed Dalits in America.
1 in 4 Dalits have faced some form of physical or verbal assault. 1 in 3 Dalits have experienced some form of discrimination in an educational institution. And 2 out of 3 Dalits have faced some form of workplace discrimination. And I think one question we always get when we say those stats is like, you mean, is that in India? And I was like, no, that's in the United States.
Lately, Isabel Wilkerson's book, Caste, which looks at the issue of racism through the lens of casteism, has been making waves. The state of California, interestingly, is trying to tackle caste harassment through the prism of race and ethnicity, because civil rights laws in America don't specifically deal with caste.
So there was another case in New York City of a Nepali Dalit restaurant worker who sued his boss for caste discrimination. And when that claim came forward in front of the New York Human Rights Commission, one of the reasons why they dismissed the complaint was because caste was not a protected category.
Race and caste are not the same, but there has been a bit of a mutual admiration society between racists and castists, says Angela Saini, the author of the book Superior, The Return of Race Science.
Even into the 1950s and 1960s, you can see British eugenicists going to India to study very carefully, working even with Indian eugenicists and Indian geneticists to understand how the caste system works and the repercussions of it.
The case in India has led to protests in cities across Europe and America and banners that say Dalit lives matter. Sundararajan says, out of respect and solidarity, she prefers to leave that hashtag to her Black colleagues.
But I mean, to the spirit of your question, I deeply believe that we can win caste protections in the United States that will actually be implemented earlier than we would be able to do it in India, because we don't have the hegemony of dominant castes in power in the United States the same way that we do in India.
And if it does, it will owe a debt of gratitude to the civil rights movement that paved the way.
We could not actually wage this battle if it wasn't for the debt that we owe to the civil rights movement, you know, fighting not just for Black rights, but for all of our rights.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. కారం చెడు భూస్వాముల మీద కలపడిన